Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. O2 Telefónica is spearheading a nationwide mobile network expansion with new 5G transmitters in regions such as Ettlingen, Karlsruhe, and Stuttgart. A comprehensive analysis on artificial intelligence reveals transformative potential hindered by widespread caution over data security and privacy. And Freenet's recent quarterly performance shows a notable stock dip alongside strategic sales partnerships, including Telefónica's role with Waipu.tv.
The Süddeutsche Zeitung reports on the persistent mobile network issues in the small rural community of Moritz in Rhineland-Pfalz. The article describes how residents, including local mayor André Kuhn, struggle with poor signal quality, sometimes receiving only one bar on their mobile phones. It explains that while only 0.2% of Germany's area officially lacks network coverage, certain regions, especially in rural areas, experience higher rates of dead zones, white spots with sub-4G quality, and gray zones where only some providers offer satisfactory service. The narrative emphasizes the challenges posed by topographical constraints, low population density, and complex permitting processes that delay the establishment of new radio masts. It also highlights local coping strategies, such as using Wi-Fi for telephony and community-driven initiatives to report coverage gaps, while noting plans by nearby operators to improve infrastructure.
The Financial Times, cited by Süddeutsche.de, details the current dispute over European digital laws that is delaying the trade agreement between the EU and the USA. The article explains that disagreements over the Digital Services Act, particularly concerning issues categorized as non-tariff trade barriers, have become a major sticking point in the negotiations. It is noted that the EU resists, including the DSA in the negotiations, while the United States appears to use potential tariff concessions on auto exports as leverage. The report lays out the core components of the DSA, which mandates measures against online hate, misinformation, and manipulative practices, with aggressive penalties imposed on firms. The discussion underscores the challenge of reconciling digital regulatory policies with broader trade interests, reflecting tensions over how to balance free speech with robust data and consumer protection standards.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung presents an in-depth analysis by Peter Buxman on the vast potential of artificial intelligence as a key technology of the century, while lamenting the widespread hesitation and fear impeding its adoption. The article describes how concerns over data security and privacy, often fueled by exaggerated scenarios such as the misuse of ChatGPT, prevent companies and municipalities from embracing AI-enabled solutions, even when significant productivity gains are evident. It explains that psychological factors like loss aversion lead decision-makers to favor inaction over potentially transformative benefits. Additionally, the piece outlines how differential pricing and product models, for instance, those offered by OpenAI and Google, provide varying levels of data protection, yet the stigma of risk remains a barrier. Ultimately, the article warns that excessive caution may leave entities dependent on external providers, and highlights the strategic imperative to adopt AI responsibly in order to secure long-term competitiveness and innovation.
The first topic looks back at a historic auction event as reported by Heise.de, marking 25 years since the German UMTS auction. The article explains that the auction concluded with a record amount of 99,368,200,000 Deutsche Marks, in today's terms, roughly 50 billion euros, creating a landmark moment for frequency licensing in Germany. It details how this event was Germany's first move from administratively assigning frequencies to using a competitive auction process, a shift that set a precedent for later auctions, including those for 5G. The report emphasizes that the auction design, which involved simultaneous multi-stage bidding, proved efficient and has been emulated in subsequent frequency allocations both in Germany and internationally. Telefónica Deutschland's corporate affairs representative, Valentina Deiber, is noted for stressing that despite the technological breakthrough that ushered in mobile internet, the high costs from the auction have constrained investment funds that could otherwise have been directed towards network expansion and digitization.
The second topic shifts focus to the ongoing nationwide mobile network expansion, as detailed by Telterif.de. The article provides a comprehensive review of recent network developments by Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, and O2 Telefonica across various German federal states. It explains that while Deutsche Telekom has concentrated on fiber expansion, all three providers are rapidly deploying and upgrading mobile infrastructure, with O2 Telefonica launching new 5G transmitters on 3,600 MHz N78 and 700 MHz N28 in several locations such as Ettlingen, areas near Karlsruhe, Stuttgart, and beyond. The detailed report also mentions distinctive activities including temporary mobile stations for events like the San Hegemo Festival and dedicated maintenance schedules in specific regions, highlighting efforts to ensure continuous and improved network coverage. Overall, the narrative underscores the coordinated actions across operators in strengthening mobile connectivity, with a clear recognition of O2 Telefonica's contributions to expanding and modernizing Germany's mobile networks.
The Weltem Sonntag reports that the real estate company Deutsche Wohnen has once again allowed door-to-door sales for representatives of Deutsche Telekom in approximately 130,000 apartments. This change comes after the ban implemented in April in Berlin, Dresden, and Magdeburg, which was introduced following a series of tenant complaints regarding the aggressive sales approaches of Telekom's contracted service companies. The article explains that the ban had a positive effect by protecting tenants, as no further complaints have been recorded since its enforcement, leading Deutsche Wohnen to remove the informational posters. Furthermore, Deutsche Telekom spokesperson confirmed that the company has retrained its sales partners and reinforced the strict adherence to its direct sales guidelines. In addition, Deutsche Telekom is currently developing a concept in collaboration with the landlord to resume direct sales in selected properties under close coordination, ensuring that all stakeholders are involved in the process.
The article from WiWo.de reports that Vodafone, the British communications company, experienced a loss of 3.75 billion euros in fiscal year 2025, ending in March. This loss was mainly attributed to depreciation adjustments from the overvalued German business and challenges faced in Romania, where operational difficulties impacted the overall performance. Additionally, significant customer departures occurred in Germany after tenants started choosing their own TV providers, a situation that contrasts sharply with the performance of Deutsche Telekom, whose share price more than doubled since 2022, while Vodafone's fell by half. The report indicates that despite these setbacks, Vodafone appears to have started its recovery, as demonstrated by a promising first quarter in the 2025-2026 season, where the company achieved 9.4 billion euros in revenue, marking a 3.9% increase, and reported an operating profit of 1 billion euros. Further improvements were observed in Germany with a slowdown in revenue decline and a rebound in the TV sector, bolstered by the new collaboration with network partner 1&1. The article also highlights Vodafone's strategic moves in other key markets. In the United Kingdom, Vodafone is solidifying its position as a leading mobile network operator by acquiring competitor Three UK, and in Africa, which contributes 1/5 of its revenues, the company has recorded double-digit growth rates. Moreover, the valuation of Vodafone's stocks at 0.6 times the annual business volume suggests that, relative to Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone is currently valued at half the price.
Telterif.de presents an extensive analysis on the current state of fiber optic broadband expansion across German states, with a focus on politics and regulation. The article states that northern states, in particular Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, have achieved high homes passed rates of 92.7% and 90.8% respectively, while also showing significant improvements in homes connected. It explains that the progress in these regions is largely due to consistent, cross-party governmental strategies and an early recognition of the need for fiber infrastructure, as evidenced by the long-standing fiber pact in Schleswig-Holstein. In contrast, the report points out that southern states, notably Baden-Württemberg, lag behind. Despite being a strong industrial hub, this state has experienced only modest improvements, with homes passed rising from 29 to 32.8% and the homes connected rate increasing by merely 1.7 percentage points. The article also highlights that innovative digital administration, as implemented in Hessen with its fully digitalized application process for infrastructure funding, has accelerated expansion, while the reliance on extensive bureaucratic processes, as seen in states like Bavaria and Baden-Württemberg, has contributed to delays. Teltarif.dde stresses that geographical, demographic, and political factors play a crucial role in the varied pace of fiber deployment across the country, emphasizing that differences in state-level policies and funding strategies are key determinants of the overall progress in Germany's digital transformation.
In the Handelsblatt article, Wir denken in Deutschland zu klein, published by Handelsblatt and authored by Anja Müller, the challenges family businesses face in adapting to emerging technologies are discussed extensively. The interview with consultant Frau Luschik reveals that the advent of AI signals a technological and emotional transformation that many companies, particularly in the Mittelstand, are not yet prepared for, leading to significant uncertainty over its impact on individual business models. The article emphasizes that top executives devote too little time to future-oriented topics, focusing instead on current business operations, which impedes strategic innovation and limits the ability to anticipate market shifts. The discussion further criticizes traditional board practices, highlighting that outdated reporting methods in supervisory and advisory boards reduce efficiency, and suggests that a workshop-style, results-oriented approach with regular assessments may better stimulate long-term strategic thinking and disruptive innovation. Finally, the piece explores how external factors, the pressure from geopolitical events and shifting international market dynamics, influence a trend towards less disruptive, core business-focused innovation and have accelerated the adoption of AI tools, such as Bridgemaker's own solution, to streamline market research and product testing, ultimately enabling companies to think bigger and allocate resources more effectively, even with reduced staff growth.
The publication Euro reports on Freenet's recent performance, noting that, despite a brief setback resulting in a stock drop of up to 14% after the quarterly figures were released, the company remains an attractive competitor in the market. The article explains that analysts from DZ Bank consider the market reaction to be exaggerated, emphasizing Freenet's solid operational structure, its reliable dividend policy, and an ongoing share buyback program. It is mentioned that Freenet operates on a reseller model, offering tariffs from Telecom, Vodafone, and Telefonica along with its own, a strategy that yields high margins and contributes approximately 84% of its revenue from the mobile sector, with a customer base of 7.7 million contracts reported as of the end of March 2025. Further, the article highlights the rapid growth of its television segment, Waipu.tv, which saw an increase of 571,000 subscribers in 2024 and is projected to reach 3.5 million subscribers by 2028, thereby adding a significant growth impetus despite presently representing only 16% of EBITDA. The report also outlines Freenet's strong balance sheet, with an equity ratio of around 46% and a conservative net debt to EBITDA ratio of 1.0, while acknowledging some risks, such as increased competition in mobile services and short-term setbacks in customer acquisition, due to Telefonica's role as a sales partner for Waipu.tv. Overall, the Euro article underlines that structurally, the Freenet model is intact, presenting a compelling case for long-term investors through its growth potential and attractive dividend yields.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.